We're in a series called, what's that called? Somebody say it with me out loud. One, two, three. Yeah, if this is your first time, you probably said, Bo. And you know what? That is Christmas. Christmas is getting gifts and being able to give gifts. And I love that. You know, when you have kids especially, you get to see them. You know, I'm not talking about just little kids. I mean, as they're growing up and buying them things. It's just, I just love it. Just love being able to give back to my kids. And I don't know if I'm like most men here, you know. What do I need? I don't need anything. Got about everything I need. What I need is not to go broke at Christmas. Amen? Come on. I'm sorry. Hello. But anyway, but I love that part of Christmas. But at Fellowship this Christmas, what I've been trying to do and to lead you is to worship. Been trying to, you know, the bow's going to happen. And thank God for the bow. That's cool. Okay? But the worship. How about us worshiping this time of year? And I need every time, every year I preach the Christmas story. I mean, I'm going to preach the Christmas story around Christmas. It's going to happen. That's what I'm going to be doing, okay? So having done this for about 30 years now, what do I do this Christmas? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. That's why pastors leave their church about every 2 years. That way they can keep preaching the same messages everywhere they go through life. If you stay put one place, you better get creative, brother. Amen. So we try to be creative, and I got some good crew that works with me. And so Joy came up with the idea this year, how about bow? Because we think about the bow, but how about the bow? So what I've been doing this time when I study the Christmas story and prepare messages, I've been looking for the worship. Can you show me the worship, Lord, when I'm in my office? So that's what I've been doing. Let's review a smidgen. Bow, it's all about the worship. That's what we're talking about. So if you're with me, here's how we do church here at Fellowship. We'll put on the big screen. All the scriptures will be up here. If you can follow along in your Bible, that's awesome. You can also download this. You can get on your podcast. You do all kinds of stuff with the messages on tomorrow. You can have the notes just like you see them on the big screen and review. But right now, let's all focus up this way. Here we go, Rog. We're rolling. What we see in our first message, we saw Mary's song of worship. Mary wrote a song, literally. Wrote a song. And what was Mary's act of worship? Here's what I saw. Mary made God. Say it with me. Big. She says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. The word magnify is like magnifying glass. It means to enlarge. She made God big. And you need to make God big. God is big. But if he's not big to you, then he's not big to you. You hear me? Yes or no? Oh, he's a big God. But if he's not big to you, then he's not big to you. You need to make God big. You need to see God as big. He's awesome. He's incredible. And that this story of his son coming is phenomenal. And you need to see it that way. That's worshiping God. Make God big. Then last week we looked at Joseph. Joseph was all man. He was not Superman. He was not super spiritual man. Joseph was all man. Okay? And he had a hard choice to make, and we talked about it last week. And was he going to divorce his wife? Because basically in those days, it says a spouse, that means more than engaged. It means legally bound by a contract to wed that woman. They were basically already married in that culture, okay? And so when he finds out she's been 3 months at Elizabeth's, that's her cousin who's pregnant with John the Baptist, an old lady who miraculously had a child. She'd been sterile. So Mary goes to find out about her, and so she comes back 3 months later, and she is pregnant. When Joseph sees her, what's Joseph going to do? The angel appeared. The angel told Joseph several things. And you know what I saw in Joseph's life studying last week? Was that Joseph, man, he walked the talk. Joseph was that kind of man. That's the kind of men we need out here. It wasn't a flash in the pan. You hardly see much about Joseph in the Bible whatsoever, but he was solid, he was steady, he was a dad. He was a husband, he was a man. And I saw that last week. Here's what Joseph did. His walk, Joseph made God what? Help me now, he made God what? True. What do I mean? God is true. His word is true. Okay? Whether you make him true or not, he is, and it is. However, God is never going to be true to you until you make him true to you. Amen? It's amazing when you start taking God at his word. If that's what your word says, that settles it for me. I believe that. If there's a problem, if I'm not doing what this says, if my life isn't lining up, then I'm the one that's wrong, not your book.
Got it? Yes or no? Joseph took God at his word. This child, she comes back pregnant, is of the Holy Ghost. He took God at his word. He struggled just like most men would, with doubt and wondering and fear. He made a decision. I am going to believe God. Y'all hearing me this morning? That's worship, man. I thought worship me dancing and just falling in the aisle and all that. I think God would want you to make him big, and I think God would want you to make him true in your life. And I think when we do that, he goes, wow, that smells good up here. Y'all hearing me? Worship today. I had a challenge this week in my office. Who's next? The shepherds. The shepherds. Look at him. That's a shepherd. And by the way, you don't have to go to some comic book or something to find shepherds. They still do it about the same way they did it 2000. I know, that's a current picture right there. They do it because I've traveled the Holy Land many, many times. The Bedouin shepherds are still there today. You want to take a snapshot of what 3,000 years looked like? Go take a picture of them. There it is. Same scenario. There he is with those dirty, stinking sheep. I know, we think they're cute. Man, look at him, he's so cute. Oh, yeah, have one of those lie down next to you. Shepherds. Let's talk about them this morning. Title of my message today, say it with me, Shepherds, Simple Steps of Worship. That's what I saw. Let's keep it simple. They're shepherds. All right? And there were, in the same country, say it with me, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. So y'all ready to roll with the shepherds this morning? Y'all all right? Y'all ain't going to sleep on me. It ain't Christmas. Come on. Here we go. Shepherds. And Raj, we're rolling. They were not prestigious folk. Now that's high talk. Shepherds. They were not prestigious folk. You hearing me? I mean, ooh, I want to grow up and be a shepherd. You never heard that in the first grade class. Amen? Shepherds, they were not prestigious folk. How do I know that? Well, there's a lot of reasons I can know that. We're going to talk about it. But right from the Bible, remember Joseph and Pharaoh and Egypt and all that? And then in the end, he reveals himself to his brothers, and they were in the land of Goshen. Remember all that? And so Joseph said, you come. And they were worried about their life and their livelihood, and what are they going to do? And Joseph says this, y'all say, your servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth, even until now, both we and also our father. So it's been in our family a long, long time. That you might dwell in the land of what? Say that with me. For every shepherd is an unto the Egyptians. We learn a lot about what people think about shepherds from that verse right there. People looked at shepherding as an abomination. They looked at that job, and don't get all nostalgic and see the stars at night, and oh, they're lovely. It's horrible. Okay? And Joseph said, basically, you tell him y'all do that kind of work, and he's going to let you in. There ain't no problem, because they sure don't want to do it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of these fellows right here. These shepherds, they did a job that needed to be done, but nobody wanted to do. Shepherds did a job that needed to be done, but nobody wanted to do it. Reminds me of these fellows right here. Migrant workers. We get on our high, and I'm going to probably make some of you mad, but hear me out. We get on our high horse and talk about immigrants coming into our country, and you won't get off your fat, no good what? Excuse me. And sorry, no good, and go do the work they do. Are y'all hearing me in the church this morning or what? Amen? Oh, you ugly. It's the truth, isn't it? Say, you going to go out and pick oranges all day? Going to go out and pick tomatoes all day? Say, now, certainly people need to be in this country legally. I agree with that more than anybody. I wish our borders were secure. We need to do that. Amen? However, let's get the shepherding thing current in our mind in America. How about we move it to Inglewood? How about we put it down here in South Florida? I want you to think about it. God came to the migrant workers. He didn't come to your house. Went right by it. And he went to the migrant workers. Y'all listening to me this morning or not? Say. Because they do a job nobody else wants to do. You ever heard a first grader stand up and say, when I grew up, I want to pick oranges.
When I grew up, I wanted to work in a tomato field all day. Say, when I grew up, I want to get shoved in the back of a truck and live in a trailer with about 19 people out in the hot sun during the summertime. That's my goal in life. Let's think about it like that. As we start to look at these shepherds, let's look at them. And then we start to see things about Jesus in the Bible. Listen, Jesus called himself what? Say it with me, the what? The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. Look at these scriptures, and they're talking about Jesus, but let's look at them from the shepherd's point of view. I am the Good Shepherd. What's the Good Shepherd do? The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. A good shepherd, not just Jesus, but a good shepherd who's shepherding his sheep will give his life for his sheep. Why? Because they're his livelihood. Okay, he can't afford, okay, Mr. Wolf, Mr. Bear, Mr. Lion, Mr. Whatever, come eat my product here. It's okay, we got plenty. No, he will give his life for those sheep. Amen? Listen, but he that's a hireling, a hired hand, and not the shepherd and the owner, whose own sheep they're not, when he sees a wolf coming, he'll leave the sheep. Ain't my problem. Y'all listening? And he flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling. He doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and my sheep. I know my sheep, and I'm known of my sheep. We learned a little bit about shepherds right there. Did y'all see it or not? You can learn a little bit about shepherds if you just see that there for a second. Let's look at another psalm, the most famous psalm of all psalms. Say it with me, Psalm what? 23. It's called the Shepherd's Psalm. But let's look at it. Of course, it was written by David, who was a shepherd. He was also king. And Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. He was the King of Kings. But let's look at it from a shepherd's point of view, like you're a shepherd reading this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What's that mean? Because the shepherd takes care of feeding the sheep. Sheep are so stupid, they won't eat. They'll starve to death. He feeds them. He takes care of them. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know where they'll go? They'll go lie down there, and they'll be in places where there's nothing to eat, and they'll get in the worst places possible. He has to lead them, guide them, and put them where the grass is. He leads me beside the still waters. What's that talking about? Sheep are so sheepish. What's that mean? Just a little brook or a river with a little bit of a current going, or a rapid will scare the snot out of them. He's got to lead them by the what? Still water. This is a shepherd's job, by the way. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths, or the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You have to lead them in the direction they need to go. And that's what a shepherd does. I thought he didn't do anything. He's doing a lot. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And if you go to the Holy Land and you see that area, that part of the country, I mean, a shepherd has to guide his sheep through treacherous places and lead them, because they will go down the worst path. They'll get in a place nearly about to kill themselves. They don't just run away like them. They run down to the edge of the cliff about ready to jump off. And the guy has to go down there and get them. It's incredible. Says you, I will fear no evil, for you're with me, your rod and your staff. We know what the staff looks like, don't we? See the hook thing? The candy cane? Yeah. How about that rod? There's one right there. It's a root, maybe to a olive tree. And you can hold it. It's like a club. Your rod and your staff come from me. Did you know a shepherd has a club? And he hit that sheep right there on top of his head. He would flat knock him out. Boom! That's okay. He can handle it. He made that way. He's all right. Amen? They're dumb. Boom! Don't do that again. That's what he does. And he does this too. Sheep's way out there. Way out there. He takes that thing and goes. He's Matt Pilato. What? He does it. He goes. Scares that sheep back this way. That's what that's talking about. This is all sheep talk. You see what I'm saying? Keep looking. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What is that talking about? Listen, there's ravenous wolves, lions, all other kinds of predators out there wanting to eat the sheep, because the sheep say this, I'm a sheep, come eat me. That's what they say. Okay? And so he prepares a place for them in the middle of all those enemies. It's a different look at the psalm, isn't it? You anoint my head with oil.
You anoint my head with oil. What's that about? They actually had they have a salve, a glop. They rub on their head like that. Keeps gnats and mess out of their eyes and all that stuff. Wouldn't you want to be a shepherd? Say, where do I sign up? Here we go. My cup runs over. Keep looking. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a great psalm. It's about a shepherd. Can we keep looking at shepherds? I hope you're fine this morning. We're trying to learn. I learned this week. Keep looking. Talk about their work. It was a very lowly job. It was a very long job. What kind of job was it? It was the kind of job you get up in the morning, you work with them all day. At night, you put them in a little area, not a fence, not a corral. No, you find a place where they can stay, maybe some rocks here, you know, little area, and then you lay your body down like this so they don't get out at night. It's an all-day, all-night job. And you have to sleep with one eye open for the wolf. Amen? It's a very stinky job. It's funny, our little stuffed animals, they're so clean, those little lambs, aren't they? Yeah, I'm pretty right there, yeah. Stink, 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 stink. How many have a wool coat? You get it all nasty and messy and wet and all that stuff, and it smells, doesn't it say? Yeah. Well, that's the way he smells all the time. Because the way we look at sheep is just in a book. This is it. Very frustrating job. What's frustrating about it? God, you gave me the stupidest animals on the earth to have to tend. All day, every day, stupid, every day. Frustrating. Keep looking. Very dangerous job. Oh no, my sheep don't just get wander a little way off. They go way over there off the cliff. That's what they do. Shepherds, y'all listening? They're very easy prey for predators. They say, eat me. They're prone to wander away into treacherous places. Very lonely job. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Just me and the sheep. Lonely. This is what I do for a living. Y'all want to go be one? Say, stop complaining about your job. Here we go. Let's keep there. Now here's the question. Here I am in my office this week studying. Here I go. Guess who God chose to be the first human visitors to see his incarnate son, Jesus? God chose shepherds. He just doesn't think like us, does he? Well, my goodness. He'd have thought he went to Jerusalem. Talk to the religious folk, right? To Rome, to the governor, Pilate. Shepherds. They were despised. Okay? You ride by and you sit, and that's what people do. Turn their nose up at them. They were ill-mannered. They didn't have training. They had proper etiquette. Dirty. Probably the teeth sort of rotted looking. Excuse me. Dirty fingernails, dirty hands, dirty, 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 dirty. You're dirty. Well, you take my job and see if you can do it clean, boy. That's what they were. They were uneducated. They talked in a way that just wasn't very proper. They were poor as dirt, had nothing. They stunk. You walked in, you're shepherd, everybody backed up. Okay? Their individual names are not recorded anywhere in the New Testament. I'm going to tell you something right now. If an angel showed up at my house, I'd have a TV show, a book, I'd be on Oprah everywhere. You're the same way. Their names are not recorded. They're shepherds. What are you trying to tell me, Lord? God chose the shepherds to be the first on the guest list for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can you imagine that? The guest list! Shepherds. First. That's incredible, isn't it? Say, And I think if we don't slow down, I know I'm this way, I just read the shepherd. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch of their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came and by. You know? This is crazy. The shepherds had favor with God. Other people might not like them. Other people said this and that about them. Their profession wasn't a very chosen profession. Let me tell you something. They had favor with God. If you got favor with God, you got something. You hear me? Okay? And favor with God's for all of us. Amen? If we'll align ourselves and we'll get in a place He wants us to be in and do what He wants us to do, you'll have the favor of God on your life. I believe it. God chose shepherds. God chose them. Can you say that with me? God chose them. One more time. God chose them. Now say this word with me loud. Them! Them! You chose them. I can't believe it. How can you be God choosing them? He must have had a reason. Amen? Hey, there's a reason I get up and preach like act like a lunatic today. That's one of the reasons. How many, if God chose shepherds, you're feeling a little hope for your life today? Say, amen. One of the biggest things I struggle with, you struggle with, is that, you know, how could God love me? How could God care about me? He chose shepherds. If He chose shepherds, you got a pretty good doggone chance. Amen? Come on, keep looking. Let's read the rest of the story. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, the shepherds. And the glory of the Lord shone around about them, the shepherds. And they, the shepherds, were sore afraid. They are scared to death. I mean, they can deal with the lion. They can deal with the wolf. Man, I didn't read this in the book. Angels. Even y'all go eat my sheep. You know, I mean, I don't know what he's thinking. You know what I'm saying? Come on. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Boy, they knew that manger thing. You think they understood that English from that angel? Say, you think they understood where that thing was? Say, oh yeah, they knew what that was. A feeding trough. That's what a manger is. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Wow, this is incredible. Shepherds, this had to be the highlight of their job, don't you think? Say, nothing ever happens except bad stuff on my job. Yeah, especially at night. Crazy. What are we learning? We're getting somewhere, and we ain't that far from being over. Hang in here. The shepherds, would you say that with me? Do you think we've made that point this morning? Say, do you agree with that on the screen? The shepherds were what kind of men? Simple men. So if I'm going to find out how they worshiped, I got to understand they were simple. Okay? Bow. It's all about the worship. The shepherd's simple steps of worship. Let's unpackage now some of the scriptures that follow, and let's see what we can learn. And when I study, I try to just take things real simple myself. Let's see if we can learn something simple today about the shepherds. How can despised, ill-mannered, uneducated, poor, smelly shepherds worship? How can you fellas do it? With all those negatives, how can you worship? I want you to tell me. How'd you do it? I think they would say back to us, we kept it simple. Yeah, we kept it simple. Can y'all say that with me? They kept it. Do you think we complicate church sometimes? You think we complicate worship sometimes? You think we package it and try to sell little handkerchiefs on TV and that kind of mess sometimes? Hello, say. Come on. Keep it what? You think God likes us to be us? You think He likes things that are real? You think He likes authenticity? You think He likes it when we're genuine? You think He likes that? Oh, I do. Keep it simple. The shepherds are going to help us. Let's watch it. Here we go. The word worship literally means to kiss toward. To kiss toward. Person you love in your life, you turn your face toward them. For me, it's my wife, Joy. And I kiss toward her. That's not going to be something common I do with other ladies. I'm going to tell you that right now. I do it with that lady. You understand? That's what the word worship means. It means you turn your face and kiss toward. How does that relate to God? It literally means to turn your face intimately and on purpose toward God. Worship is not strike out the band. Worship is when you and me, we on purpose, in an intimate way, turn our attention, our face, our affection, our gratitude toward God. And you and I so often are so full of ourselves. It's tough to do sometimes, ain't it? Because I worry about me. Amen? God says, you get big on me, buddy. You turn your face towards me. You listen to Mary. You realize I'm the true one, like Joseph said. You turn your face toward me. That's what worship is. So how did the shepherds do it? The Bible says in Psalm 2, to sort of reiterate that word worship, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Verse 12, can you say that with me? Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish in the way. You and I, we want to turn our worship toward God. We want to turn our face toward God. We want to worship God. We want to bow before God. We don't want His wrath. We want His what? Mercy. We want to turn our face toward His mercy and toward His grace and toward His kindness. That's worshiping God. Kiss the Son, the Bible says. Worship. So how did these smelly dudes do it? It came to pass. Let's learn. As the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Here we go. Simple steps. The shepherds said one to another. The shepherds said one to another. Their first step in worship. First simple step. Here they go. They're just simple. I got them real fast coming at you. First step was encouragement. They encouraged one another. They encouraged one another to worship. Did you know that's what we do here on Sunday? Y'all listening? Yes or no? That's why we have home groups, home fellowships, senior fellowships. Believe it or not, that's why we have a scramble. That's why we have an open house. That's why we have hospitality out front. That's why we have a praise team and band. We're trying to encourage you to what? See, that's what the shepherds, we don't know how many shepherds there were, but it says that the shepherds spoke to one another. They said to one another. I mean, that seems like a little simple step. Why'd I even put it in the message? Well, it's important. The Bible says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a church, as a congregation. We're to be here. Why? Because I need encouragement. Somebody else needs encouragement. That's why we show up. Amen? Not to impress people, to encourage people. Amen? To worship. That's why we put signs out. That's why, Raj, every Friday, if you'll give us your email, every Friday, he'll send you an email to tell you what the message is going to be, maybe say something about the special music, maybe tell you about some function that we got going on the weekend. Why? Roger's trying to encourage you to come and worship. The shepherds did that. They encouraged one another. That's their first step. Let's look at the second step. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. Initiative. Can you say that word with me? Initiative. 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 Man, they had the gumption. They had the want to. They put it into action. They didn't just talk about it. Oh, look at what we saw. Look at what we saw. Look at what he said. Oh, no. They said, let's go see. Let's go to Bethlehem. They took the initiative. If you're going to worship God, if I'm going to worship God like the shepherds, they're telling us today it's going to take some action on your part. Well, the church, the pastor, he doesn't do this, the music group, I don't like them as well. What about you? Hey, you listening? I can do what I can do. We're not on display up here. How about you? How about the initiative from you? Amen? Say. That's what it's talking about. That's what they did. They had initiative. So encouragement. They had initiative. The next thing I saw, it's just me in my office. which the Lord has made known unto us. Which the Lord has made known unto us. They had faith, which the Lord has made known unto us. They encouraged one another. Then they said, let's go to Bethlehem. And the thing that gave them that initiative was the fact that they were banking it on the Word. You hearing me? The Word of the Lord spoke this. Let's go and see what the Lord has made known unto us. If we're going to worship the Lord, we must have faith in His Word. We must have faith in His Word. Y'all okay so far? Nothing fancy from shepherds. I'm sorry, it's not a fancy message. Shepherds. I just had to stay with what I had. And they came with haste. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. What's their fourth step? Excitement! They were glad to go. How do you come to church on Sunday? I know it's ugly right before Christmas. Clark's preaching ugly. We should come excited to church. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? We should go excited to get to go to a home Bible study. Fellowship group. Oh my God, again, I got to go again. That's not how the shepherds did it. They came with haste, baby. They were excited about it. I was listening to a message of mine on the radio this week. I was driving down the road and I heard it. And I said one thing. I said one of the things people say about me is that I'm excited. I seem to be excited about what I want to do. And I said this in that message on the radio back to myself the other day when I turned it on. And I said, boy, when I lose the excitement at fellowship, fellowship's in trouble. Why am I excited? How can I not be excited when I show up and there's five men out in the parking lot waiting to pray for me and I don't give them a dime? They just do it of their own free will, their own time. They come and they pray with me and spend time with me. Amen. And the time I get up and out of that prayer time on Sunday morning, I look up and there's cars all out there and there are workers, people that are working like worker bees, setting up stuff, doing stuff. How could I not be excited? It's incredible. Amen. Say. And then I come and I hear the songs this morning. I heard Miss Kristen sing and a lovely piano duet this morning. And my daughter Lisa, I mean, how can I not be excited about that? Say, amen? Come on! That excites me. And I'm in a government building able to preach the gospel. It's exciting to me. You know, come on. They were excited. They came. We can tell how excited you are by how quick you get there. Amen? Come on. Believe it or not, even though Joy and I are going to be deader than a hammer, especially me tonight, but I'm going to be excited to have you in my home. I know you're tired from working the whole time. I'm tired from like right now. But the point is, we'll be excited to have you in our home. And I believe at the Clark House tonight, God is going to look down and say, they're all there because I've come into their life and changed their life. And they're worshiping me while they're eating that thing and drinking that other, and they're just having a good time. And look at them. I get excited about that. Verse 17, and when they had seen it, experience. What's the simple steps? They experienced worship. And when they had seen it, they came. They did just like the Lord said. They had faith in Him. They ran. They were excited. They got there. Then they experienced it. Amen. That's how the shepherds worshiped. That's what they did. That's not rocket science, is it? Say, did we see any rocket? I didn't see any rocket science. We need to encourage. Would you say these with me loud? We got to go. Here we go. We need to encourage one another to worship. We need to take initiative to worship. We need to have faith to worship. We need to be excited to worship. And we need to experience worship. And we're almost done. I'm missing something. Mary made God big. Joseph made God true. Well, what did the shepherds make God? And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the... What did the shepherds do? The shepherds returned, they glorified God, they praised God for all the things that they had heard and seen and it, as it was told them. What did the shepherds do? Here's what they did. The shepherds, how did they worship? They made God. Did you know when you open up your mouth and you tell somebody about Jesus, when you share your testimony, when you tell them something good that's solid from God's word, did you know that's worship? Say, that's worship. That's what the shepherds gave God. They gave God themselves. Keep looking. They had nothing materially to give. They had nothing. They had nothing. What can I give the king? Nothing. I have nothing. They gave themselves. Their fear turned into glory. They were scared to death, and now they're glorifying God. They're stammering. They were so scared. We're now doing what? Praising God. This is what the shepherds did. The shepherds made God what? Known. And what's the incredible thing about that? They shared what they'd seen. They shared what they heard. But then I just thought a couple of things. They testified. We're getting there. Almost done. God chose the most simple to be the first to tell the good news of his son Jesus. Don't tell me you can't do that. Well, I can't talk to people. I can't do it. Well, then maybe you should go just be a shepherd then. If they could do it, why can't you do it? Say, amen? Say, you got a better education than they ever had. He chose them to be the first to tell the good news because they spoke a language everybody could what? They kept the cookies on the bottom shelf. They didn't make it too complicated when they were telling people about Jesus and what they saw. The shepherds were simple men. They were steady men day in and day out. They showed up to work. They did their job. And you know what God said? I can trust those guys. I can trust those guys. It's incredible. They were never about glory and praise for themselves. Shepherds were never about glory and praise for themselves. You know why? Because that was something they knew very little about. They never had somebody come up to them and go, "Wow, you're the greatest shepherd." So often in church, we do church, we get full of ourselves. We take the glory. We leave churches because somebody doesn't pat us on the back or shake our hand. God help us. God wouldn't choose us if that's our attitude. He chose people who never had no glory, who never had no praise. And he said, you know what? I'm going to put them in the Bible for all to see. Amen? And we're going to be talking about them thousands of years later. God, when he saw that they were simple, they didn't put praise in themselves, God said, good, good, good. I'll choose them to be the first to tell the good news of my son coming. Can you say that word with me? Them. Who would have thunk it? Shepherds. God says they'll be the first to share the good news. Shepherds. The shepherds made God known. They had nothing to give, but that was how they, ouch. Their bow was in their story that they told. Can we do that? I think we can do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.